Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the Money Stepper Q&A podcast, question 80. How should I invest my money? Today's question comes from James via email. He says, "Hi Graham, first of all, I'd like to say I'm a massive fan of Money Stepper and the Money Stepper podcast." Thanks, James. He continues to say, "Basically, I want to start investing, but I'm struggling with my next steps. I've got £1,000 saved already, which will act as my emergency fund, and I am saving £300 a month into a savings account. Am I right in thinking that I now need to set up a stocks and shares ISA with an online broker and set up a direct debit of £300 a month from my current account into the ISA? Then, does the interest I gain from the ETF get added to my ISA account, or have I missed something here? I look forward to hearing back from you. Kind regards, James." Well, thanks, James. Thanks for your kind word about the podcast, and thank you too for your question. This follows on nicely from our last question, question 79 from Tony, when he asked about investing £25 a month. My response there was that he probably needs to save up a little bit more, and James's question fits in well with that. There are a few similarities in the answers, but there's also a few individual points that I'd like to address here. So if you haven't listened to the last episode, go back, listen to question 79, and then come back and listen to the rest of this podcast. The first thing I note from James's question is whether his emergency fund of £1,000 is enough. Common wisdom indicates that an emergency fund of 3 to 6 months of expenses is required. However, depending on your current situation financially, socially, personally, professionally, that figure of 3 to 6 months could be way too much. It could be way too little. I would recommend that you check out episode 75, moneystepper.com/question75, or you can find that in the show notes of this article, question 80, moneystepper.com/question80. And in there, I'll put some links to more resources on Money Stepper related to emergency funds. So once you've worked out if your emergency fund is the appropriate size, we can then move forward and start thinking about investing. So James, you say in your question that you have £300 a month going into a savings account. Your plan is to set up a stocks and shares ISA with SVS, put in £300 a month into that stocks and shares ISA. Well, you can do that, James, but as we said to Tony last time, if you're investing money into a market tracking ETF via that method, you'll be charged a trading fee, which is a one-off fee anytime you buy or sell any stocks or shares, of around £8. Therefore, you need to work out your optimal point where the additional interest earned through your investment compared to leaving it in a savings account, and then you can also factor in risk and variance there, when that will outweigh the cost of this fee. Now, the point where that is will change depending on your assumptions, the interest rates you're going to use on your savings, your risk tolerance, and many other factors. But I would say generally £750 to the £1,000 mark is a good minimum investment amount when you buy. As such, if you go with your plan as you stated in your question, if I were you, I would personally put 3 to 4 months into the savings account, so you've got £900 to £1,200 sitting there, then transfer that into your stocks and shares ISA and purchase the low-cost market tracking ETF of your choice. That will then grow tax-free over time, and the dividends, you said the interest paid, but it'll be dividends because you've bought an ETF, that will then be paid into your stocks and shares ISA account. So at any one time in your stocks and shares ISA, you may have a certain holding of an ETF plus some cash that you've earned through dividends. Well, the next time you add in your £900 to £1,200 chunk, you can combine that with that cash that's then sitting there from the dividends, and you'll basically be putting your new capital and your old dividends into your new purchase. Using this method makes your investment balance grow much more quickly. You won't be getting paid an interest on that account and income on that account, but it basically rolls all your gains going forward, so you earn compound interest on all future gains as well. Now, James, this shouldn't be considered direct investment advice for you, but you may want to know that whilst the amounts vary on what you're doing there, that is the exact approach that I personally take to investing. The benefit of doing this is that you'll also indirectly benefit from dollar cost averaging by putting in 1,000 time each time you buy, instead of just saving up, say, £4,000 and buying that once a year. Again, I'll link to more articles with information on that in the show notes. They can be found at moneystepper.com/question80. I hope that answers your question, James. If you have a question, be it about stocks and shares, ISAs, about investing, about saving, or anything else finance-related at all, we are here to help. Just send your question to moneystepper@gmail.com or head on over to moneystepper.com/submit a question and let me know what is bothering you. See you next time. Ciao.